ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu confirmed its first case of COVID-19 yesterday, and the government has moved swiftly, locking down the country's main island of Efate. Authorities say the 23-year-old man was tested in quarantine after being repatriated from the United States, but he showed no symptoms. Vanuatu's Director of Public Health, Dr. Len Tarivonda, says they've identified around 200 people the man was in contact with, including airline, customs and hotel staff, who are now being tested. Dr. Tarivonda says that it's possible people outside of quarantine could have been infected, but says the risk is still small at this stage.
We are concerned about that, especially, you know, since this staff who were working at the borders of the airline, obviously they have families and they would have gone back to their families, obviously, since last week. I think each case will be taken on a, you know, on its own merit, you know, how close a contact, you know, that had happened. And then, you know, based on that, you know, further contact tracing amounts, perhaps family members and, you know, any other contacts within the community or even the wider society, you know, would be pursued.
The government is taking no chances. Like I said, they've locked down the island of Efate, stopping people from leaving the island. This includes flights and ships, and the ABC understands police are on the docks and at the airport.
It would really be restricting or stopping the movement of people into this island and out again, so that it would help the Ministry of Health to complete its contact tracing first. Like you said, in case there have been some spillovers to, you know, to other people, and these people are traveling to the islands, we really want to close off the borders of the island and, you know, stop all airlines and all shipping for the next few days until the Ministry of Health completes its risk assessments.
While Vanuatu had been one of the very few countries left in the world without any confirmed COVID-19 cases, Dr. Tarivonda admits they've also had very low testing rates within quarantine facilities. Of the 2,000 people that have been repatriated so far, only 181 tests have been carried out, and they've only been on people from areas deemed to be of high risk.
While we were doing testing on only people who were coming back from high-risk areas, categorized by the number of active cases, you know, the number keeps changing, you know, like almost on a daily basis, plus the fact that we didn't have enough test kits and also the testing capacity here. So a decision was made to only test those who were coming from medium to high-risk areas, whereas for low-risk areas, or even part of countries like New Zealand and even Australia, we went by the state, you know, classifying all the different risks that, you know, each district health board, for example, in New Zealand and in Australia. But having said that, last week, without this first case, last week the Ministry of Health decided that we would test everybody in quarantine regardless of country of origin or a port of origin.
Dr. Tarivonda is confident that they do now have the testing capacity, with around 3,000 tests in stock and another 8,000 on order. The Vanuatu government has also increased the number of days people are required to spend in quarantine from 14 to 28.